Welcome back, Secret Keeper girls. Are you ready for date number two? On the last date, we talked about the fact that you are a beautiful masterpiece created by God. On this date, we have a mystery to solve. Just what is real physical beauty? Have you ever noticed how perfectly flawless girls and women on the cover of magazines are? Why, they don't even have pores sometimes. I used to be very confused about real physical beauty until I learned a few secrets of the advertising world. And I want to share them with you today. The very first secret is this. The magazine editors hire computer artists to digitally perfect those models and girls and women. In fact, I have a record of what artists did to one photograph of actress Michelle Pfeiffer for a magazine named Esquire. The bill says that the artist was supposed to do the following: clean up complexion, soften eye lines, soften smile line, add color to lips, trim chin, remove necklines, soften line under earlobe, add highlights to earrings, add blush to cheek, clean up neckline, remove stray hair, remove hair strands on the dress, adjust color, and add hair on top of head. And believe it or not, the list goes on. The grand total of the bill was $1,525. Hey, you and I would look pretty good if someone spent that much time on our photographs, too. Well, here's your second big magazine industry secret. Some of those models and actresses that are made to look perfect, they're starting to speak up about that. They're tired of the fact that they are being used to portray an image of beauty that is impossible. In fact, one of those actresses that's speaking out is Kate Winslet. She was featured on a magazine in the year 2003. She was so disappointed in how thin the computer artist made her look that she made a public statement and released it. It said, "I do not look like that. And more importantly, I don't desire to look like that. They've reduced the size of my legs by about one-third." Another actress, Julia Roberts, considered a lawsuit against one magazine because they took her body from one photograph and her head from another and put them together. She said that it made her look absolutely ridiculous. Bravo, Kate and Julia. Speak out. But even though these actresses are speaking out, I'm not sure that these magazines are going to change the way that they're lying about beauty. And you know what happens to you and I when we look at them? Experiments demonstrate that when we continue to expose ourselves to these perfect women in posters, in advertising, on television, that we start to become sad. We look at them and we think, I can never be that. I can never look like that. I can never be that perfect. My teeth aren't straight enough. My skin's not clear enough. My eyes aren't bright enough. You know what? If you're into those teen magazines, I suggest you throw them away and never look back, because they create in us a definition of beauty that's bad news and that's a lie. On this SKG date, I want to invite you to look to the Word of God for a true definition of beauty. I think we find that in the book of Song of Songs, a book in the Bible that is a love story between two people, but it's also a picture of God's love for you and for me. In the story, the king represents God, and we are the princess. In chapter 6, verses 8 and 9, it says, 60 queens there may be, and 80 concubines, and virgins beyond number, but my dove, my perfect one, is unique. Let me go ahead and put that in modern language for you. 60 models and 80 movie stars don't attract me, but you are my perfect beauty because you are unique. There you have it. Beauty as defined by God. Real physical beauty comes from the unique qualities that only you have. And you know what? Sometimes those unique things about us are the things that make us feel different instead of beautiful. But God says that those things are our beauty marks, our strengths. Do you have an extremely large and beautiful smile? Is your skin sprinkled with freckles? Are your eyebrows full and bushy? Have you a tiny birthmark on your cheek? What makes you unique? That is your beauty. You see, a secret keeper girl understands that physical beauty comes from the unique qualities that only you have. You've probably heard of the famous preacher Billy Graham. Well, he and his wife were often invited to the most lavish parties, and once they were invited to a party in London, England, with the Queen. Mrs. Graham was seated right across the table from the former director of Scotland Yard. Now, Scotland Yard is kind of like our FBI. Now, imagine the fun she had that night asking him questions and learning things. What she was most fascinated by was his work in arresting people who would sign other people's names to important documents. Just imagine the trouble you'd be in if you went to school one day with a note that supposedly your parents had signed, but you had signed instead. Well, this man was in charge of finding those kinds of people. Mrs. Graham looked at him, and she asked him, "You must have spent a lot of time studying counterfeit or fake signatures." The man responded very firmly, "On the contrary, Mrs. Graham, I spent all of my time studying the genuine thing. That way, when a counterfeit appeared, I would recognize it immediately. Today, I want you to be like that great detective from Scotland Yard. I want you to study the real thing, the real beauty, you." Your SKG challenge today is to enjoy your very first professional facial. And while you're doing that, I want you to look into that mirror and study the unique qualities of beauty that only you have. Because a secret keeper girl understands that real physical beauty comes from the unique qualities that only you have.